But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Daily's dirty.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
We're out here at Radio Row in NOLA, baby. It's Monday. I've already embarrassed myself on the football throw. It was bad enough that Ron, had it been a head-to-head, he would have beat me. It wasn't head-to-head. It was team, and I didn't carry my weight. And to make things worse, Figgy got it on video and posted it on the social. If you're out there and you're listening, Sports Radio 610, get on them socials now. Get on them socials. Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch. Follow, subscribe, like. Hell, we want it all. We want every bit of it. Figgy is rocking and rolling. He's out here in NOLA with us. Whether we're on the air or we're in these streets, you can follow it on Sports Radio 610 and all the social medias. So do me a favor, do me a solid, and hit them follows, likes, and subscribes.
I get the feel if I wasn't happy, you had to be really, really disappointed in your performance.
Well, no, I'm okay with it. I mean, like I said, it's day one. It's day one. I knew it was going to be rough with those light balls and the turf stuff. You got to get your groove. It'll be all right. When it gets hot, you want to be on my team because we're going to break records.
That's right. Let's go. Good thing Tyler's not here with them light balls.
Yeah, right here. Another thing.
Maturity of Chris.
Another thing real quick. Right. I want to encourage everybody out there to download the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Download the Odyssey app. Keep us on your hip. Take us everywhere that you go. And here's the deal. We got a big-time contest going on right now. All right, we got a big time contest going on right now, and here's the deal. All you got to do is download the Odyssey app. You got to log in now. And then you got to listen to Sports Radio 610 for 60 minutes a day. Every day that you do that, you get an entry into this contest I'm fixing to tell you about. Right? So I'm going to tell you my cheat code here. I know everybody doesn't have an hour straight to listen to. I know a lot of y'all do, and we greatly appreciate it. I know everybody doesn't. But if you got 20 minutes, drive home, boom. When you get out of the car, just turn the volume down, right? Get your hour in, and then turn the app down. Then turn the app off, right? So then you get your hour, you get your entry. You can have an entry every day up until February the 23rd, right? And here's what the contest is, right? You can win airfare and accommodations for four people to Vegas for the first two rounds of the big college basketball tourney. Y'all know what I'm talking about, baby. Four folks, you and three others, airfare and accommodations, and I'm not done yet. We're also going to give you $20,000 to do as you please while you're in Sin City. Be honest with you. I feel like I've done pretty well for myself. I've never wondered where the next meal is coming, that kind of thing. I've never gone to Sin City and said, I got 5, 10, 15, 20 stacks that I can just piss in the wind, right? I'm telling you, this is a hell of a deal, man. Make sure, download the Odyssey app, log in, listen for 60 minutes a day, get as many entries as you possibly can, one a day, get that airfare and accommodations for four, get that $20,000, and then holler back at us and let us know how the trip went and how you enjoyed it. Now, we got to hit this OC search real quick. The Texans have hired their offensive coordinator. It is Nick Caley, who has been highly thought of over the last couple of years. Spent some time in the New England Patriot organization as a tight ends coach, and that's kind of where he really jumped on the scene of being a potential climber, if you will, offensive coordinator, head coach. Eventually, I think I've heard that mentioned several times over the last couple of years as well. But he went out to the L.A. Rams and got into McVay's system, and was the tight ends coach and passing game coordinator. Not the offensive coordinator, not the play caller, but the passing game coordinator and tight ends coach. And now he is the Houston Texans' next offensive coordinator. Here's why this is extreme. It's a huge hire. One, I think the Texans built the way they are with C.J. Stroud and company. I think this was the best offensive coordinator opening in football this year. So this is a job that I would think would command the attention of any and everybody that is in the offensive coordinator pool that was ready to jump into the NFL. This hire is the last hire that DeMeco Ryans and Nick Caserio are going to make before they have a $60 million a year quarterback, which we all know the dynamic changes significantly when you're paying your quarterback $60 million. You don't have roughly $40 million plus to dance around out there in free agency and make those win-now moves. So this is a monster hire. It is absolutely paramount that he moves the needle and gets this team better. Ron, now that Nick Caley's hired, the next hire, important hire in the organization, I'll argue, is just knowing the route that they went. I'll damn sure argue now is just as important, if not more important, than Nick Caley is. What do they do at the offensive line position? Do they go out there? First of all, who hires him? Is this Nick DeMeco and Nick Caley? Is it Caley that gets it done? Do they go out and hire the absolute best offensive line coach that is available, or do they hire a guy that's been in one of Nick or DeMeco or Nick Caley's systems somewhere along the way? Ron, I'll argue that the offensive line coach is as big a hire as the offensive play caller is, if we're being honest. In terms of this team getting better, that O-line coach is a huge hire as well.
Well, it is. And now the thought is, how do they go about getting them? Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's gonna pull the – is this a team decision? Is this a Nick Caley decision? Who is going to go about hiring? Because that's the only thing that they fired. They fired Bobby Slowick.
Well, Cole got caught up in the mix, too.
And then they let anybody associated with the offensive line – I know whoever that tight ends coach was over there sweating bullets.
Oh, got it.
But, I mean, anybody that was associated with the offensive line had to go.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing right now that isn't field. How are they going to go about that? Is this Nick Caley? Is one of Nick Caley's boys from the Rams going to come on? Does he know an assistant? Who is going to hire that, or is that coming from somebody else? Or is that a joint project? Who is going to hire that?
I think if you look down at the candidates that the Texans interviewed for their offensive coordinator, I think every one of the individuals were hand-selected with the number one priority being you're going to come in here and ultimately we're going to handpick your staff and it's going to be a collaborative effort. It's not going to be your show. It's going to be a collaborative effort. Brian Johnson, Jeff Nixon, Gerard Johnson, Adam Stinovich, Bill Lazor, Nick Caley, Grant Yudinski. I mean, you all of these guys would be.
I was
guys.
Hopeful for Grant.
Grant Yudinski? Why is that? You just like the name?
GU, baby. I mean, like that big G. Grant, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was again third in line in play calling, so it'd have been on brand. But The other move here, Ron, other than Nick Caley, and we'll keep you posted on all the staff moves that they make, because the Gerard Johnsons, Ben McDaniels, and all the different coaches that were retained, the last I heard, correct me if I'm wrong, Ron, but the last I heard was that those coaches, the offensive coordinator would then decide if they wanted to keep the rest of the coaching staff that was retained. That's the last yep. statement that I saw coming about the staff, and so we'll keep you posted on exactly what Nick Caley does or what the Texans do once Nick Caley is in the building with the staff. It's going to be interesting to see how they – the interesting thing, we mentioned the offensive line coach. The other interesting thing here is Gerard Johnson and Bill Lazor are two guys that were in the building that wanted the job, that interviewed for the job, and Nick and DeMeco went another route with an inexperienced guy, a guy that has less experience than Bill, but a guy that – has equal to, very similar experience to Gerard Johnson. So how does that dynamic work in that building with the offense? Does Gerard Johnson stick around? Does he bounce? I would imagine there's going to be some options. He has more and more every single year. So we will see. The other piece of this, Ron, is Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly is now the Raiders' offensive coordinator. And I think the thing of note with Chip Kelly is – $6 million per year on average. I don't know what the contract looks like, but apparently it is an average of $6 million.
What do you think Chip said?
Per year.
All right.
Yeah.
When they say Liam Cohen, who's with the Bucks, was like, all right, maybe four and a half, and they were going to make him the highest paid offensive coordinator in football. And, I mean, my man, it went Pete, man. Unless they say, hey, yeah. Pete, man, whatever number you feel good. All right, what you think, yeah. Chip, maybe six?
Well, let me ask you this.
Seven?
Because this is interesting since the Chip deal came up. We were talking about, I don't know if it was crosstalk or just as a group here. Given the Texans' current situation, all things considered, CJ, the timing, the fact that you just hired a guy that had never done it before and it didn't work, apparently didn't work good enough for you. You disappointed that the Texans wouldn't pay right whatever check for an offensive coordinator to get in here?
I'm not disappointed that they wouldn't write any check. I'm not disappointed that, for me personally, I am disappointed that they would not talk to all of the top candidates. That's my thing.
Before you get to money?
Yeah, yeah. Before you even get to money. Like to me, there isn't a deal of, hey, we fired Bobby Slowick because we are trying to get up here.
Yeah.
Let me talk to everybody that are the best guys. Like, if you're going to talk to Grant Yudinski or whatever Grant's name is, are you going to talk to the offensive line coach in Green Bay? Well, damn it, you should talk to the two top guys too. Yeah. And it don't mean you got to pay them. But you at least put yourself in front of them to see, all right, what's up with these dudes? What do they got to say? And to me, that's where the disappointment is for me personally.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I would like to think now. Obviously, $6 million a year is ridiculous. I mean that's up there. But I would like to think that given the world that we're in right now and how important it is to get this hire right and how important it is to take advantage of CJ Stroud's next 2 years and how risky it is to do what they ended up doing. I would like to think that money wasn't gonna get in the way.
I don't even think it would, that's why I don't think it's money. I don't think it's the money with Chip Kelly. I don't think that he fits
what they're
wanting to have. I don't think he fits what DeMeco wants, and DeMeco knows him in class. Just like the thing that tipped me off on the Chip thing was what I said last week. You got guys like LeSean McCoy, guys like. Multiple guys that have been around him
right.
with the Eagles. DeSean Jackson's another one with the Eagles and Niners who he's rubbed the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's what they want.
Yeah, look, it's interesting how this thing unfolded. Again, we'll keep you covered on all of it. And the next moves are Nick Caley's staff, and what does that look like in particular?
I like that.
Gerard Johnson. Gerard Johnson and Bill Lazor are the two there that I think are they'll be interesting how they handle that. I got a question, boys. We're out here in New Orleans. We caravaned down this piece. Took about three vehicles, loaded up, rocking and rolling. Again, check the social media as you can see the trip, the arrival, the look get down last night, the grub, and the fellas making a little run to Bourbon Street. But I got a question. What age is it where you got to start contributing to the house?
Contributing in what way?
Anyway.
Oh, shit.
You know, Lopez, old head in the group, he's definitely at that age, right? He comes up and he's got everything. He's got all kind of grub done up, right? And then you take a fine young gentleman like me, and I get up and I do a little breakfast and include the folks that are there today. I've told everybody earlier, that's the first time I've ever cooked for a group of men on a trip like this. I'm typically the guy that...
How you feel about it?
I'm pretty proud of it. But I feel like I told Reg earlier, he said he felt like he needed... I said, Reg, you're the young man in the bunch. You just need... Hey, man, just take it easy and enjoy, man. Take it easy and enjoy. But there's got to be an age, right, where you, at some point, you got to help out somewhere along the way. You got to be the coffee guy. You got to make some breakfast. You got to make some lunch. You got to make some dinner. You got to do something, right?
Yeah.
What's that age? Is it? You think it's all right for Reg to just? I mean, who gets a pass?
Nobody. Everybody is eligible to do it, but nobody is forced to. But everybody is eligible to do it. Like, you got to add something. At least you know. Now I think about that. You're right. Somebody got. Now you at least got to buy something. Like, you know, you got to add something to it, right? Like, you know, like Aaron said, he's going to buy some king cakes. Like, you got to add something, right? I don't know what Parker's going to bring to the table. I'm waiting for it. But, I mean. No, you don't get, you know, it does not count for you that you gave it to you. No, you got to get you a thing of sweet tea
the tent.
Or something.
No, Sean brought the tent.
No, Sean brought the tent. All right.
But like, that was his doing, though.
No, yeah, I'm waiting on them chairs that we can sit under.
Oh, the chair.
Tent. Yeah, I want to see, like, no. No, you got to run some, you know, I brought a little tequila. Brought a little tequila to the table. Yeah. Brought some wine. A little bit there. We did our thing. Yeah, you got to do something. You got to bring something. You got to. Yeah, you know, or maybe his is driving. He drove down here. Maybe he's gonna, you know, drive around for some folks.
Who, Park?
But, yeah, Parker. Yeah, you got to bring something to the table. Like Lopez. So who's checked off? Lopez is checked off.
Yeah,
he's done. He is. Clint and I, we checked out. But we ran through that bottle of tequila quick, didn't we?
It didn't last long.
It was very good. The Rock, shout out. I like that. I like that cut. Wow, who's left? Seth, come on now. You're telling, and I believe in Seth. Come on,
Seth
now.
Said. By the way, I wish I'd have got this audio. Maybe we can do it for tomorrow. It definitely has shelf.
Oh, but he lost his mind. Yeah, yeah.
Somebody got under Seth's skin this morning about eating muffins and cupcakes and things of that nature. And so I'd imagine Seth just eased. He said he's going to the grocery store. Get off of him. He's going. Yeah. Get off his back. He's going to the grocery store.
Brandon Scott clearly needs to. He's got to add something to it. Figgy's interesting because Figgy's been doing a lot of the work
doesn't get
doesn't
you
count
out.
So that's what he's here for. So yeah, Figgy's still got to add to the table. Figgy got to do something. Yeah. You know what? Reggie washed all the dishes.
No, Reggie washed a handful of knives, of forks. That ain't getting.
He right. We got some of the mugs. He got some of the cups.
No, we ain't. That ain't it.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Unless he's gonna do it all week.
By the way, I did bring a bacon jalapeno popper dip.
That's
butter,
right.
Buffalo. So he's in. Yeah. He's checked.
Dip.
But it don't count till we eat it. So it's still.
So my plan was to have that as the appetizer while Lopez get everything
sure,
together.
Sure.
But he kind of jumped. He jumped in the way.
And he had it ready.
He
he's
said,
too
"Screw
good,
your
baby.
Dip." So he's like, "We can eat that later this week."
Hey, he's too good, man. He's been at it too long.
I respect
man.
It, man. I respect it. I think it was worth it.
I forgot about the dip though. That's gonna be money.
Yeah. And we got these. Oh, I'm a smashing with them pork rinds. I can't wait for that thing. All right, as we continue right here live, The Drive is on the road, Radio Row. We will continue to get back to the big story here in just a bit. Nick Caley, new OC. But, Clint, you'll be – I don't know if you'll be proud of me. You'll at least be proud of my wife because she forced me into a change. And I was drugged, and I'm still not comfortable with
you
it.
You were drugged.
I was drugged. I was not drugged. Oh. I was drugged, like dragging me. See, to this point, we'll discuss that. Let me get out of this. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Live from New Orleans, Flight by Yuengling presents Sports Radio 610 on Radio Row. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as The Drive is live and live and rocking and rolling on Radio Row here in New Orleans. Having ourselves a good time. We're going to have ourselves a good time. You know, I'm trying to debate, you know, what kind of vibes I'm in tonight. You know, we're going to have a good time. We're gonna, yeah, the media event, we'll run into some of the players from the Eagles and the Chiefs tonight. So that'll be a fun thing. We'll bring you some content with that. So we should have some fun tonight, but I told you, Clint, my wife, Courtney, you would have been proud of her. I know you would have been proud of her. Before we left to make the trip, I told her, I said, I need to make a run. I need to make a run to store, get some toiletries, get some stuff, you know, for the trip. She was like, oh, okay, I'm heading there anyway. Just give me a list of what you want to get. But I know I want to give me some new draws. It's maybe been about, you know, I don't know, probably close to a year since I bought a pair, you know, some new draws. I can see the disappointment in your eyes, the way you're slamming that table. Yeah, yeah, that's all right. Yeah, I mean, you know, I could see the run. Got some, you know, some holes starting to develop in there. That means it's time. So I told her, well, I said, I can just go. I need to get some draws and stuff anyway. She was like, well, yeah, I'll just get you some draws. I said, all right, bet. She came back. And I knew them weren't the kind of draws that I typically buy. I knew them were – I saw that they just looked expensive through the bag. And, you know, me, like, hey, man, we talked about this before. I'm riding Hanes, baby. I'm riding maybe some Fruit of the Loom. I see a good special. You can get about 8 pair for a good, you know, 20, 24 bucks. You know, that's me right there. That'll last.
$3 a pair.
That's where I am right there. Sometimes you get a nice deal, even more.
$3 underwear?
No, they're not $3 underwear. I don't sense them like that.
I mean, I just did that. I just did that math right there.
Just coming in a pack. Yeah, I mean, but she had one where it was just two in a packet.
Mm-hmm. I look at that packet. Packet was like $30-something for them two. Some two pairs.
Hell yeah. Come on, Corey.
No, I know. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I like
hey,
that.
Man. Oh, man. Was... Yeah, that's it right there.
Oh, well, hold on. Chris, you spend a lot of money on your draws?
Yeah, I do, man. A... Yeah, I need that waistband to be comfortable, man.
I mean, most adult men do.
Really?
I have some friends that spend $76 on Lululemon boxer
briefs.
Yeah,
that's stupid. I'm not spending $76 on no draws. I'm rolling. I looked in there and I saw that and I said, you just bought these two pair of drawers for 30, like it was like $36, 30, a little bit more than that plus tax when I looked at the receipt. And then she brought me another nicer brand than I normally get. You know, them was a little bit much for me. I'll be honest with you, and I ain't gonna lie to you. I got them on today.
Feel good, don't
they? They do feel good, man. I can't lie to you.
Hell
they do
yeah.
feel good. I got a nice little, you know, it's a nice, I felt it as soon as I pulled them up.
Yes,
and it felt good. But I mean, I don't know that I'm gonna make this a normal thing. But I mean, well, she go. This is what she gonna say to me, Clint. She said, "Well, I bought these for you." I said, "Damn, Courtney." She said, "Well, I bought these for you because I knew you'd never buy them for yourself."
Yes.
Well, I mean, I don't need to.
Well, you're gonna wear them for a while. You'll start buying them. I mean, you got a lot of you got a lot of friction down there.
I don't know if this has turned me yet. What are you talking about? I got a lot of friction down there.
You got a lot of friction.
You don't know about my – just because we slept as roommates last night don't mean that you got –
Well,
I
watch you walk in the building every day. You got some friction down there.
I ain't never shocked you. What the hell's that mean?
You got some high-end material between there. Yeah, you got some old $2 toilet paper. You got your choice.
I don't skimp on toilet paper. I buy good toilet paper.
I wasn't saying you do. The point was you get some old cheap, thin, holy underwear underneath there. You get some nice material in there, and it feels the friction better. You're going to fall in love.
I mean,
that's money well spent. Well done, Courtney.
Not
to mention that maybe your wife telling you it's time to move the needle a bit, bub.
Text line coming through. It's a black thing. Show with those underwear. I don't know if that's the case. Chris just came through and said, "Figgy, when's the last time you got some new draws? Brandon, when's the last time you got some new draws? January. Well, it's the start of the year. There you go.
Yeah, less than a month ago.
less than a month ago.
Yeah.
What is going on around here, man?
Them boys having fun.
Them boys having fun. See, I'll tell you, I am. I love someone. See, you know what, Clint? This is why I hate you. You just come through and say shit. Now people on the text line talk about Ron got thunder thighs.
Well, I mean.
It's not true. No, I'm not. I am not walking with friction.
Yes, you
look
are.
Look at this
you
on the camera.
You also ain't walking like that.
I do. I walk like this. I don't walk with no friction.
Hey.
And it's not because I got the new drawers on today. Don't put that on me on that.
Nobody's ever looked at you and said, his thighs ain't rubbing. Didn't nobody. I mean, I got the same problem. I'm just telling you.
Shut up, man. No, no, shut up. No. That was low.
No, it's true.
No, it was.
Now, it was low. B. Scott, I don't know that his inner thighs are – the inner thigh of his underwear are getting any friction. Figgies are. Figgies getting friction.
Hold on, man. You don't know that. Figgy, maybe there's been a time where Figgy's thighs just calling us thunder thighs.
Figgy's got charge.
What's going on, man?
It don't make me feel better
that
you call yourself.
What is this friction thing, man?
Does Parker have thunder thighs? Is he a friction person?
He's definitely a friction person. Yes. So it's
713-572-4610.
So we all got friction then.
No, we just – nah, man.
Reggie ain't got none. B. Scott,
yeah.
Ain't got nothing.
Clint saying I'm the only one here that's thin as a rail.
No, I'm
170
just,
pounds yeah. soaking wet with my belt and my shoes
on.
And that's the fact.
That's the point.
That's the facts.
That's the point.
I understood what he's talking about.
I mean, it don't take much for them thighs to start the friction to crank up.
When Show walks, he creates static.
There ain't no doubt.
Kiss my ass all the time.
I don't get no friction until I get into bed at night.
I just want you to know.
Curl up.
I just want you to know that's not been my whole life that I've just had my thighs have touched.
Well, just the majority of it. The truth of the matter is them expensive underwear in between them thighs is going to make it feel a lot better than the more cheapies you had.
Look at the inside of my pants. They ain't like the inside of my thighs are darker.
Hey, I've had jeans that I've had forever. I've had jeans and the inside of my thighs, I pull them out of the dryer and I'm like, whoa. They're thin, real thin right there. Damn near holes in the thigh from the thighs.
I don't have a lot of pants.
Look at y'all. Y'all can start a fire over here. Good to know if it get cold here in New Orleans this week, we can start a fire with the friction between y'all's thighs.
I don't like to be assumed that I have thunder thighs. I don't appreciate.
Now, you took it and ran with it. I didn't say you had thunder thighs. I mean, your thighs fit your bill.
You know, the texter said you got thunder thighs. You said, yep. Well, that's right.
I mean, you look funny. You look funny with B. Scott's lower half.
You would.
Ron could charge a Tesla with his thighs. I mean, Parker, you laughing a little too damn hard. You too, Harry. I mean, y'all calm down, man. You grinning, you in it. Calm down. Now, just,
he's charging
it wasn't
Teslas.
It wasn't that damn funny.
All right. Yeah, that's why you read it. It damn sure was funny.
It was a little funny, but it wasn't that damn funny.
Parker over there turning red.
Running, laughing hard. Yeah, look at that Tesla. Look at that Tesla over there. Somebody said you could start a festival. All right, listen, Thunder Thighs, I'm just trying to be happy with my new draws. And listen, I like these two pair. I'm going to wear these suckers out.
What's the
brand? I'm not going to buy no new ones, but I'm going to wear these.
And your thighs appreciate.
What's the brand?
Well, I'll tell you off here because I'll wait till they pay me.
Okay.
That's real.
It's real in these streets.
That's the realest thing that's been said this segment. I'll tell you off there.
I'll tell you off there. All right, Nick Caley. Nick Caley is the new is the new OC. And this is the thought. This is the thought. He is the new OC. When you hear the name Nick Caley, and you know they have moved on from Bobby Sloak, when you knew that was happening, they're going to get a new OC. When you hear this name and you understand what they've done, is this something where you're like, yes, this is the move. I feel really good about this move. This move is the one that I was hoping they would make. This is the kind of guy I thought they'd get. Or are you feeling different? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Live from New Orleans, Flight by Yuengling presents Sports Radio 610 on Radio Row. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Nick Caley, the new OC for your Houston Texans. I want to jump right in at 713-572-4610. You can give your thoughts on this. You on YouTube and Twitch, you damn well better. All right. Please stop calling me Thunder Thighs on the text line. Please.
Huh?
Please stop calling me Thunder Thighs on the text line.
Hey, Thunder Thighs, new draws.
No, but no, this is where I want to get to. And you can jump on this as well, Clint. And we'll get your thoughts here on the text line and YouTube and Twitch. With the Nick Caley situation, you're just jumping in. Nick Caley's the new OC coming from the Rams. Was a tight end coach before that. He was in New England, crossed paths with Nick Caserio, went to John Carroll like Nick Caserio and some over there. So there are ties, and Nick and people within the Texans are familiar with with Nick Caley. But once you knew, all right, they're going to make the move. They fired Bobby Slowick. You got that. Now that you know who the replacement is after they fired Bobby Slowick, now you know who it is. They've had a lot of interviews. You've seen everybody. You understand the process. Are you feeling good about the hire? Are you feeling good about Nick Caley? Now, is that where you thought this was going to be when you said, all right, they got rid of Bobby Slowick, and now that you're here and they've replaced him with this guy who is the passing game coordinator, tight end coach, at LA with the Rams, are you like, yes, this is what I was hoping for. This is what I was expecting. Now I feel good about this offense moving forward now that they got Nick Caley. Where are your thoughts based off where you were when they fired Bobby Slowick?
Well, it doesn't turn me on one bit. It doesn't turn me on one bit. The reality of it was that there was nobody on this list that was gonna blow my skirt
on
up.
On the Texans list.
There was nobody on that they had interviewed that was going to blow my skirt up. I like Gerard Johnson. I like Brian Johnson. Other than that, there's really not much there that was going to turn me on. I understand, you know, the obvious approach to them was younger, experience, you know, time on task really didn't matter, obviously. More of a guy that you can plug into a system that's already been in place for 2 years appears to be what they were looking for, and Caley may work for that. But right now, in the moment, yeah, this one doesn't do much. This doesn't do much for me. You look at what the Texans have to do. They got a short time to get there. They got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Nick Caley's going to be the guy that's got to be better than Bobby Slowick. The jury's still out for me. I don't know anything about him personally. Obviously, I'm going to need to see what the product looks like. This is a huge product move for me, Ron. What does the O-line look like with Nick Caley in town? Do we still see receivers that are running routes at the wrong depth and screwing up concepts that your quarterback has to hold the football? Do we see a offense that's for 2 months plus seems to be forcing a certain scheme or a certain style and it not working and they're just being hard-headed? Like, what does Nick Caley bring to the table that changes what we've already seen the Texans be? The truth of the matter is this is a talented football team. They're going to win games, right? They're going to win games. They're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to put up numbers, but at the end, just like they did this year, right? But at the end of the day, do we look at the Texans and think that they're any closer to competing with the best in the league? Do we look at the Texans and say, man, there's no flaws in their game? They've got answers across the board. They're using their weapons to their strengths and not to their weakness. They're taking care of their most prized possession, which is the quarterback. That's the jury's still out on all of that. And until I see more, Nick Caley just doesn't do a whole lot for me here.
I tend to think, like, when you hire, especially if you're a hardcore fan, if you're in a moment where a coach is hired or a player is brought in, and in this situation it's a coach is hired, there's two reactions. One, you're excited as hell. It don't matter. Like, as soon as you see it, you're like, hell yeah, D'Amico Ryans. Like, when it's D'Amico Ryans, you're like, yes, that was the one. It was the connected one. You saw what he's done. You didn't. And then there's other times when you're a hardcore fan or then moves to, you got to start convincing yourself if you like the guy. You got to start to really pull up the what could be positives and just kind of trying to move yourself away. This does not feel like the D'Amico one to me. Some of you all, I'm not saying that's my opinion. Some of you, it may be. I will admit there were people who texted in. They was team Nick Caley.
Yeah.
They wanted, like, let's get Nick Caley. For me, this doesn't seem like, I don't think anybody was like, oh, I don't know about D'Amico. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about D'Amico. All right. Now, I think there were some who had to convince themselves a little bit on C.J. Stroud. But that clearly was right, and that clearly worked. This one, to me, when you walk away and you say, all right, this team fired Bobby Slowick. They got C.J. Stroud. They've won the division back-to-back years. They've got a top-five wide receiver, it feels like. They've got a great left tackle, at least pass protection, someone you can work with who's been a Pro Bowler. They've got a running back in Joe Mixon, who had a really great year and is a Pro Bowler. You would thought, like, my thought would have been they would have had somebody that you felt really confident on day one. And I think there are some people who feel really confident with Nick Caley on day one. It just feels to me, Clint, this is more of a let me kind of trying to convince myself as a fan to be excited about this one and not as, this is it. Now, this is it. This is, if it don't work, it ain't nobody's fault. It just didn't work in that situation. I don't know if that one is the case here. So, this is not, to me, Clint, what I expected they would get. I thought they would get somebody that potentially had a little bit more, you had a little bit more confidence or a little bit more to go off of what they've done. But I will say the other part is a lot of people have liked him. He has had opportunities with the Jets. He turned them down. He's had some opportunities with teams in the past, so he is somebody that people like. But I guess when I was thinking when they fired him, it wasn't like Nick Caley wasn't one for me that came to mind. That just to me, that's not what I felt they were going to get.
Oh, it's exactly what I felt they were going to get.
Oh, is he? So you're not surprised by it?
By this? If this surprised anybody, they weren't paying attention to what they were doing.
But I'm just talking about from the day they fired him, not through the whole process. From the day they fired him, like I'm just saying, for me, from the day they fired Bobby Slowick, I would have thought that the person that replaced him was somebody
that you would feel surprised.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
You're not.
I hope that we would see. I just wanted to see a process where you're bringing in, like, established offensive minds. I don't think being CJ's buddy is the way to move forward here. I don't think coming in here and kind of keeping everything kosher and letting everybody remain comfortable across the board is the way to go here. So I was hoping there was going to be several guys interviewed that were going to be hand the reins over kind of guys that you were going to have to pay a lot of money. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not more than the damn head coach, but you were going to have to pay a lot of money to in order to get those guys. Some guys that had pelts on the wall. It's just hard. It's hard for me to think that Nick Caley's going to walk in there and change the world for the Texans. And the reality of it is
no, but does he have to?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. That's what I was just fixing to say. Yes, like it's easy to walk in with the Texans and go, man, they won 10 games. Man, they with the exception of a couple of plays, some people may say the refs, you know, they're right there with the Chiefs. They got a chance to play, you know, to compete with the Chiefs. Hell, they beat Buffalo. You know, that man, they're close. Man, this all can be fixed. It's easy to say all that. And in reality, it's not. I mean, they've got a dynamic in that building on the offensive side of the football that, again, I'll be shocked if it doesn't improve because there's so many facets of offensive football that have to get better. That have like the tight ends. I mean, I'm not even talking about playing to the level of having $36 million invested in a tight end. Just good tight end play. Just give me good tight end play. Huge improvement for this offense. Right? Just give me a center that can communicate or a quarterback that can overrule it. Huge improvement with this team. Right? We've talked about the Laramie Tunsil effect, kind of that ripple effect. I don't know what they're going to do there, whether it's hold him accountable and ask him to change a bit, or I don't know what they're going to do there. But figure that out. Huge improvement with this football team. So yeah, Ron, I think especially if you're of your mindset where this is AFC Super Bowl or bust. Oh shoot!
I think that's got to be what the expectation is.
Whew. I mean. Yeah, I mean, there's got to be major. So, I expected this to be a little bit more of a major move like that instead of a the next Bobby Slowick getting plugged and played, and then you just run it back.
Yep.
Like, doesn't surprise me though.
All right, many of you I know 5 o'clock jumping in and getting off work. We'll give you kind of the hits here coming up, including more on Nick Caley, his background, and some of the real positives of what he can help with this team, what he can change, what things he needs to change, and why a lot of people were really, really high and excited on him. We'll talk about that, as well as is heating up before the playoff or before the trade deadline in the NBA. It's heating up, and a team is going after everybody. We'll give you the latest on that, and big news from a former Aggie. You want to hear that? You don't want to miss that? He wants out. We'll discuss all of that coming up next.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.